This is a Scoop Audio interview. We're talking with Manny Abrahams, who's helping out with the music in the Maori Show Band Taking on the World, which opens at the Wellington International Arts Festival on Saturday the 4th. Hi.
How are you going?
Not bad. How are you?
Excellent. Very good, thank you.
Oh, great. Now, the Maori Show Band thing seems to be big at the moment. There's a book come out not too long ago.
Absolutely.
About the All
Stars, yeah,
and the Te Papa Online exhibition, and now you're in the International Arts Festival.
Absolutely.
Is there a reason for that now?
Well, look, I have to say it's all started from the book launch of the Māori Show Bands,
right,
from Huia Publishing about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And that's brought back a revival and an interest from a number of listeners out there, in the listening world. And I must say there's a lot of middle-aged people who, as you and I know, they don't go out a lot, and a lot of the clubs don't cater for them. So I've found that, they've been really interested and keen to get back on board.
Huh.
So that's been the stimulation of a re-interest of the entire listening force out there.
Yeah.
But with the All-Stars itself, I have to say that we're probably another generation of Māori musicians who were inspired by all of the Māori show bands of the 60s, 50s and so forth. And I have to say that, our contribution to the show this weekend is really about stimulating an energy in the audience before the volcanics come on in the second half. And our approach, because people think we're going to get out there and crack jokes and do a lot of funny things. Basically, what we've decided to do, the All-Stars, is to review all the Māori performers, songwriters and arrangers from the 70s through to the year 2000.
Right.
So, we're covering Margaret Ehrlich, we're covering Herbs, we're covering South Side of Bombay, just a really neat range of real good songs that were in mainstream, from Māori songwriters and performers. Yeah.
I guess that kind of fits in. I remember hearing, I think it might have been the Howard Morrison Quartet talking about that very, very definite plan they had of bringing Māori culture out there into the mainstream.
That's absolutely correct.
That seems to work quite well.
Well, if you look at our set, for example, we're featuring a piece by Galvanius Prime, Poirier, one of the first Māori language songs. There'd be a number one hit in the country, and we're covering people like Prince Tuiteka with one of his Māori songs. So it's a great show that covers contemporary music as well as Māori songs with Māori lyrics and stuff like that. So it's a fun show.
Yeah. With the show bands, they went around the world at the time.
That's right.
They've never quite gone away. What did they have that other people didn't?
I think what the Māori show bands had of the past was they were not only musicians, they were all entertainers.
Yeah.
Every person in the Māori show bands, every person, one of the key issues about getting in the band was that you could hold an audience on your own.
Huh.
Just on your own, you could take them off on a journey. So you wrap a whole band together with all those types of individuals. You've got a show that touches every heart, every mind, in the audience. And I believe that's what it is. I think the Renaissance is about, yes, I remember this band and they really entertained me. They made sure that I left this room feeling good about myself.
Yeah.
And I suppose they mess around a lot with the X Factor. And to me, the X Factor is just being right in the magical moment, and they were able to do that in every performance.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There were a lot of big names came out of that.
Oh, look, huge names. When I first saw the Volcanics, and I was only back in 1969, and I was only about 11, 12 years of age. And in the lineup then, there was Tuiteka, there was Googie Waka, there was Hector Epire. Some of the new members that had come through. And I'll tell you what, I was inspired, you know, and I didn't know a lot about the Māori show bands, only or what Māori show bands I saw was around me in my own community. But I quickly became aware that they were only imitating, you know, Volcanics or the Māori show bands. So it seemed quite a norm thing. And so true, I mean, we saw Billy T. James come back to New Zealand and just turn into an icon for the country.
Yeah.
Same as Tuatika, he was similarly the same, and people like Howard Morrison. And I know even Frankie Stevens did a lot of stuff with Kuntikis, you know, when he was in his younger age. Mm. So all sorts of musicians have come through that whole showband era, and the revival, I have to say, is a wonderful thing because it gives all the Māori entertainers an opportunity to once again showcase what they're really good at, and it gives New Zealand an opportunity to get on board of this new wave. And I have to say, I have a sense that there's a resurgence of music happening, and the cabaret thing seems to be coming back again, you know. Yes, it's great. It's a great time, and I'm looking forward to the show this weekend. And that, you know, all the guys that are travelling in from around the country for the All Stars are really excited about the show. We're excited because we're getting an opportunity to be on the same stage as the Māori Volcanics,
yeah,
and
look up
to, you know, when we're young guys. So this is a magical time for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get your chance at the weekend.
We sure are. And thank you very much for the opportunity to chat with you this morning.
No worries.
I just hope that those listeners are just happy with some of the things that we've discussed.
Great. Thank you for talking to us.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.